Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we're here to do. Hopefully my cell phone won't go off. Hey, Frank, I put it on airport mode. At least I thought it did the other day, and it just went off in during the show. So distracting. I hate that. All right, we've got a great show here, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the cost of grief. Oh, yeah, there's a value to that. And we got some other things in a quack report, but before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. Now, I read something to you the other day in Matthew, so I want to kind of just sum it up because Pastor John Weaver summed up Matthew 13 really great the other day, and I wrote it down because it just flows so much better. He said, if God has not given you a heart to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to believe, you must seek him without delay, and ask for repentance and faith. Amen! Because that is the way, right? Yeah, mind the time, it grows short. Lord Jesus is the way to eternity and life everlasting. And this is just a temporary life. You know, 70 years, like a vapor. You know, you got so much more. There's so much more. Don't want to miss out on that. So mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up with the quacker. Belgian health experts accuse the World Health Organization of faking the coronavirus pandemic. Oh, do tell. So health experts in Belgium have presented an open letter arguing with authorities to investigate how the World Health Organization faked this COVID-19 pandemic. Well, you know, if you have ears to hear and eyes to see, the elite organize these entities, the CDC, the WHO, and they leverage them to their bidding. So the year 2020 is nearing its end, and the coronavirus continues to spread. We're told strategies are being enforced by governments, rolling things back again. You know, lockdowns in certain areas. People are just really over this, for sure. Crippling the economy is not a good thing. So experts advise that the current crisis management is now totally disproportionate. That's what the health experts are saying. With our effects of the minority of people are having. And it's encroaching on public rights, particularly areas of extended, the areas that have the extended lockdowns. So they say to maintain public health, you have to protect human rights. This is 1948. The World Health Organization said this. They defined health as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or other physical impairments. Really? The hypocrisy is really thick out there. All right, so let's, last but not least in the quack report, Trump is relenting on the FDA's guidelines. The FDA says we're requiring more time in vetting the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, so an aggressive White House plan to release Wuhan coronavirus vaccines to American public as soon as before the election pretty much been scrapped. So the Food and Drug Administration says, you know, the vaccines have to undergo extensive vetting to ensure safety and effectiveness. So, and already 60% of the American population, they've been surveyed, said, I don't think I want a vaccine that's rushed through like that. So the FDA's line of reasoning is we're going to delay this rollout, Trump. So Operation Warp Speed has kind of hit a speed bump. And they're insisting that any vaccine that gets authorized or approved by the FDA has to be vetted properly. So, well, they're already seeing problems with the human clinical trials. We reported on that. Some adverse events are cropping up, neurological ones. What do you mean, since when? Oh, Frank. He says, put the vaccines in the garbage disposal. I know, you're not a vaccine guy. I'm not either. But I'm just reporting on what is in the development stages so people can stay in touch with it. So I think three people had some severe adverse reactions on the vaccine. So, you know, that's already kind of gotten out. It's leaked out. So people are just like, I don't think so. We're not going to roll up our sleeves for that. So just letting you know, probably no vaccine this year. I think what the head of the FDA said and the CDC said, that it most likely be third quarter to 2021 before you'd see that vaccine. So anyway, so I'm just giving you a heads up on what's going on there with the vaccine. I'm not a big, you know, promoter of vaccines. I don't like them. I don't take them myself, but I'm just giving you the news. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about the cost of grief. This is going to be kind of interesting because some new research here. We touched on this a little bit. I think we may even skim some the other day. But we've all heard about, you know, the studies being done on the life events that cause us to have the most stress, right? So they usually kind of consist of death of a family member, divorce, illness, loss of employment, or even financial troubles. Lots of stress from those things in life. So these are understandable events that tend to happen and can stress us beyond belief, for real. So, however, in the last decade, more research has developed on how life's challenges in general can affect the whole of the community, and especially the state. So we're living in this social score climate where the aspects of daily life and daily living are gathered, they're rated to produce a score signifying our humanistic value. So the parameters that are being used to produce the score are designed to encapsulate as many facets of your daily life as possible. Therefore, you know, social media is real important for that. It's big data. Now, for instance, where you shop and what you buy may not be as important in your overall score as who you donate to, if you own firearms, and if you, you know, have use of social media accounts. So we're going to take a look at this and see where this could be headed. But let me just go off the path for just a second, because you see a removal of privacy with all this. Now, the technology attached to our commerce area, our entertainment, our communications, and the finances, all collected, as well as your personal information, to contribute to our big data and assesses a profile of your life. So technology the transactions and technology actually track your purchases, but cash does not. So there's a big war on cash. They want to get rid of it. Therefore, there is this agenda to remove the last form of private transactions in your commerce. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic introduced people to this idea that cash and even checks are not clean. They're contaminated. They spread disease. So it's not considered clean money. So it is a subtle way to remove your established laws that cash is legal tender and it cannot be refused under any circumstance. So currently there are many ways to make a purchase. You got credit cards, you got debit cards, you got your auto drafts, you got your wire transfers, you got certified bank checks, and also your cash, and not to mention your what do you call that other currency, Frank? I can't even think of it right now. It's cryptocurrency. The cryptocurrency, that's also another new way of commerce, apparently. I don't know. Do you do cryptocurrency, Frank? I don't know. I mean, it's not accepted, widely accepted, so it's kind of weird. It's almost, I don't know. You'd have to be really on top of it because it can, vacillate from day to day on value. Now let's look at reducing the high costs in your society, because research in Japan, this is the new research I want to tell you about, is reflecting how expensive it is to continue to live. Mm-hmm. So the report suggests that even grieving for someone that you cared about is too high a cost because it affects your family, your friends, your work, your society as a whole. So, you know, they may ban grieving. I don't know. So the cost of healthcare is front and center in the world economy and on also your political fronts. So anything that would negatively impact a person's health will cost society as a whole, according to all this research. Here is a quote from the Journal of Death and Dying, October 2020. This is the research out of Japan. It says, grief caused by the death of a loved one correlates with an overarching decline and quality of life seen in physical ailments, more downtime, higher rates of medical reliance. So they're saying that, you know, if you have a death in the family, you're most likely going to cost society more money. So it's this grief fallout is what I'm calling it, is just amazing. I mean, just astonishing to read. According to the Japanese researchers, when people grieve, they can fall into ill health when dealing with the grief, such as not sleeping, loss of appetite, increased use of alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. So Japan has a very large segment of their population that is aging. So, you know, almost everybody's going to be impacted with grief over there at some point. So they are concerned about the cost of caring for not only this aging segment, but for the grief fallout. Therefore, Japan and other countries such as the Netherlands and other European countries, as well as the United States, they're all looking at ways to reduce the costs of elder care. However, the avenues that they're exploring include premature euthanasia and justifying it through new laws that are created using your social score technology. Here's another quote out of the Journal of Death and Dying. It says, "The cost of grief is not confined to personal mental anguish. It reduces your productivity, it causes dependency on medicine and social services, and increases mortality risks for the survivors." So they said this is well documented in Europe, but we have little data in Japan coping with the world. Most elderly population, the world's most elderly population, that's what Japan has, the world's most elderly population. So, let me read you another quote out of that journal article. It says, "Recent UK study suggests that about 10% of bereaved individuals show significant decline in health, resulting in prolonged use of resources. In Japan, this will be catastrophic." Well, notice it's just 10%. 10%. 90% can grieve and not have a problem and affect society in a negative way. That there's 10% they're worried about. They're focusing on 10%. Well, you know what this tells me? It's stunning to read that a minority of 10% of those grieving, they say, and needing extra help will cripple their society or even a nation's economy. So it reveals that, you know, these states and these governments are really not well equipped to handle this statistically small burden, as opposed to, let's say, in being prepared for a major pandemic or catastrophe. Think about that. Therefore, the remedy that these governments foresee is to create early exit laws to end life. That's what they're doing. And they're predicting who is going to be needy, who's going to be needing that exit care. Yeah. The Japanese researchers discussed the need for predictive software in order to know who will need more care. So they listed the indicators that would suggest someone would decline in health after they experienced a death in the family. They would have a loss of income that would impact them. Lack of family or social support. Maybe their kids don't live on the island in Japan anymore, or they don't have kids. How about this one? Number three, a satisfaction with the funeral proceeding. It's interesting to see that if you are so much as to complain about the funeral that you had to pay for it and maybe you weren't satisfied with it, you're going to be on this list. You're needy. Your risk just went up to society. So just these three things, for instance, would put you on the category they consider as severe bereavement. That go in your medical record. You're severely bereaved. You may be suicidal. You may have to put you on, you know, a 24-hour watch. So it's fair to discern that people in lower incomes, they're going to struggle with income loss, obviously, if they lose, let's say, a spouse member. They're going to have a more impact. And also the funeral costs are going to be more of a burden to them, so they may complain more about those expenses. And they also may rely on the social programs for help. So that means they're on the needy list because they're on this low social economic rung. Yeah, that's what they're saying. You don't make enough money. You're going to cost us money. So, Other countries voice intent as well. For instance, the Swiss, they do not revere their elder population like they once did. They find any segment of society that is a burden to be undesirable. So if the elderly person had a significant loss of income with the death of a spouse, for instance, and didn't have enough in retirement to live on, the Swiss have very little empathy there because they have a lot of social. They heavily rely on the social programs for the elderly. So if the elderly are not aging well, then the laws are being, well, they're bending the laws to euthanasia, early exit. Here is a quote from Adrian Raimond, Institute of Demography and Socioeconomics. He says this: do we really want to see our seniors spending more years in poor health before they finally die? That's an interesting way of putting it. Well, there is that humane aspect, you know, if somebody's, you know, critically, chronically, you know, irreversibly, you know, got, you know, severe illness and they're not gonna get over it, you know, it's a lethal situation. But a majority of elderly aren't in those positions. They're just dying, you know, and God tells you, well, he decides when you come home. Not the state. Well, society rescinded. So what we are seeing is a lot of society rescinding more of the old laws that are protecting the sanctity of life and are embracing population reduction methods. Here is from the New England Journal, Medical Journal. They said this: the conventional doctrine that rests on the distinction between killing and letting die, that itself has no moral importance and is invalid. No, it's not. So standing up for that which is just is our duty. And we should do it, and we are to run to the defense of the helpless and most vulnerable. And the unborn and the elderly are threatened with depopulation laws that are disguised as choice and humanitarian exit care. Here is a quote from Dr. Ryan Anderson. He's with the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition. He says, physician-assisted suicide endangers the weak, corrupts medicine, compromises the family, violates human dignity and equality. Medicine is permitting tools for healing to be used as techniques for killing, and euthanasia will mostly threaten the weak and marginalized. Yeah, the weak and the poor segment will go. Absolutely. So we want to be wise out there. We want to be wise. It's far better not to declare all your life information on your social media and reveal where your weaknesses are, because big data is collecting all that. And they analyze your overall value into society, and they predict how useful or worthless you are to the state. So you want to be wise, you want to be proactive, especially with your health. You want to investigate all your therapies that are recommended to you before you take them, so you can actually prolong your health, good health, with medicinal herbs. They're there to remove a lot of toxins, clean the organs, strengthen the metabolism, boost the immune system. Herbs can do that, and we're encouraged by the Lord God to do that in the Holy Scripture. So organic system cleanses, immune support herbs, pandemic kits, and a whole lot more you'll find at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a whole slew of things for you, for cold and flu, for pets, all kinds of things there for healthy well-being, anxiety and depression, prostate health, heart attack packs. They got a lot of unique items there. One of my favorite things is the Three Amigo pack. Three Amigos, it's three separate formulas, but when you use them together, they empower one another. It's a synergistic effect, and it's a nip it in the bud thing. So within 2 hours of taking it, you feel back to normal. It's just so cool. The Three Amigos pack, it's at the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecary Herbs manufacture that. They're all professional strength formulas. Their toll-free number is 866-229-2237. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, their local number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, and thepowerherbs.com is the web address. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. They have a free product catalog for you. So download that off their website or request one to be mailed to you and get empowered, because that's what it's about, taking the power back. Because nobody's going to really, you know, care about your health more than you are. Personally, that's just the way it is. All right. If you're on the website and you have an email and you want to get their free online newsletters, just click on the Books and Newsletters tab, and you can sign up for free. American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. Okay, so sign up today and get empowering health information each week, and it's free. Let's see, we got a few minutes, but before the break here, we're looking at some minerals that are going to empower you. Absolutely, we're going to talk about that, and if we get time, we may talk about some expensive, health conditions that you may want to avoid and how you can do that. I'm talking of really expensive ones within healthcare. You don't want to go there. Stay out of the hospital and, away from those white coats. Well, we're gonna take a little break, and we're going to be right back with more empowering information right after this break. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Right. And we're back here on Herb Talk. And we're going to be talking about some living organisms. You know, every living organism needs some help. And a lot of what keeps us healthy and well and vibrant and functioning metabolically are minerals. And I've said it over and over again a lot of times that a lot of internal medicine disorders is from a lack of minerals. So without minerals, really, our metabolic functions can collapse. So it is evident with millions of people, you know, they're kind of leaning on their prescription meds, and a lot of these prescription meds, especially the cardiovascular stuff, the diuretics and things, they flush you of your minerals, okay? And then you have all these other systems that one by one struggle to work. So the health of America and anybody, really any nation, really you can go back to the farming. That's where it all begins, where your health is coming from the soil. So so without getting required minerals and avoiding some of the things that flush us from minerals, you know, we're gonna have a problem if we don't get smart about how we're growing things and how we're feeding ourselves. So we're going to talk about the minerals, medical science, what they're saying about it, and we're going to take a look at both the past and the present, actually, get a perspective on how important minerals are. Medical Biochemistry Organization said this: minerals constitute a class of critical micronutrients that are required for normal health and development. There is a clear correlation between micronutrient deficits and chronic metabolic disruption. Mineral and vitamin deficiency is potentially lethal to human health. That's right. All right, so we'll look at some minerals that help us, that serve mankind. So medical science is showing us that minerals are vast, and they provide a broad array of scientific function for health. Let's give you an example. Minerals serve as these icons for the nerve impulses that transmit your nerve impulse to the central nervous and peripheral nervous system. So it's kind of like a conduit, and the nervous system needs the minerals to function. Also, minerals serve as activators of complex biochemical reactions inside your tissues, especially in your cardiomuscle and your skeletal system. And minerals also aid in enzyme activity and other critical biomedical reactions. So enzymes are real important, too, for health and function. Well, let's look at the enzymes for a minute, because the minerals assist the enzymes, right? So enzymes really are essential to us because they're compounds that are found in all living things, animals, plants, microorganisms, and even human beings. So the word enzyme was first used in 1878 by a German physiologist, Wilhelm Kuhn, and he described the enzymatic action of yeast that converts to alcohol from sugar. So the word enzyme is from the Greek word en, meaning from within, and zoom, meaning yeast, from within yeast. So according to November 2015 in the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health Journal, if you don't have minerals, the enzymes could not carry out their biological functions. So enzymes, what they do is they work as catalysts to speed up biochemical reactions in all living organisms. So enzymes are influenced by your pH level and your body temperature. The enzymes are also very sensitive to a lot of inhibitors like toxic medical drugs, you know, prescription drugs. Let me read you this quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. They say substances that reduce enzyme activity are called inhibitors. They either directly or indirectly influence the catalytic action of your enzymes. So inhibitors, they say, are foreign, and they're foreign to your cells, and therefore they can negatively affect your metabolism. Therefore, they're saying toxins and pharmaceutical drugs inhibit your enzyme catalyst activity. And if an inhibitor binds permanently to your enzymes, it is classified as an irreversible inhibitor or a toxin. End of quote. So in the 1920s, it was discovered that when enzymes are crystallized, they discovered enzymes offer a catalytic activity associated with your protein molecules. Therefore, you know, science thought for the next 60 years that enzymes were just proteins. But in the 1980s, ribonucleic acid, or RNA, was discovered, and it also plays a catalytic role in your gene expression. Here's a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. They say, high fructose corn syrup is produced on a large scale involving immobilized enzymes. Immobilized enzymes often are created for the prepackaged food industry and have three categories: absorption, covalent bonding or immobilized enzymes, and also entrapment enzymes. Ooh, so your high fructose corn syrups would be an inhibitor, a toxin. So manipulating your plant and your animal enzymes has also been done since the 1950s, and later technology has taken enzyme manufacturing to a whole new level outside of nature with a lot of synthetics. So enzyme chemistry, they call it wet chemistry, is used in a wide array of substances, including drugs such as penicillin. Didn't know that, did you? Well, let's look at some mineral and enzyme nutrition, because our cells are living. They're living things. They need minerals. They need enzymes to keep living. And there's really no substitute for the whole food, organic, natural forms to provide what is called a homeostasis balance. So you got nutrition that are balanced in nature. You've got strong chemicals. You got buffer alkaloids to kind of, you know, tame down the harshness of the chemicals. You've got enzymes and minerals there for uptake and absorption. So it's a balanced chemistry that's going on. Without this stable balance, the protein, the carbohydrates, the fats, the vitamins, they're not gonna be balanced if you don't have a balance there. So most people who get sick with disease will have a lack of minerals and a buildup of toxins in the body. So there's very much an imbalance. And most prepackaged foods have the natural nutrition removed and replaced with artificial enzymes, artificial vitamins, artificial colors, and also it's there to protect shelf life. They take all the natural oils out. And healthy oils are there for cardiovascular health. So when natural minerals and enzymes are consistently removed, guess what? The health is sacrificed. Well, let's talk about the gladiators for a minute. You know, gladiator combat was a nutritionally designed program for the gladiators. I'm not kidding. These were robust men. They were trained for the arena. They had to maintain strength and stamina. And according to some research by the Medical University in Vienna, the Roman gladiators ate mostly a vegetarian diet. And they also drank a tonic after training that contained ash. So this was determined after testing some of the bones of these warriors in 1993. From the ancient city of, it's called Ephesus, but it's now Turkey. It's in Turkey. So the city had over 200,000 people living there, and the bones dated from the 2nd and 3rd century B.C., and the research was published in the October 2014 Journal of Prone Writing. This showed the gladiators were often called Herodii, which means barley eaters. So they were vegetarians. They ate a lot of barley. So what they ascertained from the bone analysis was the gladiators ate beans, grains, nuts, vegetables, and vegetable ash tonic. It's interesting. So the gladiator bones revealed this staple food diet, which had high amounts of strontium and calcium. So the bones of other citizens during that same time, buried in the vicinity, who were not gladiators, they had similar nutrients, showing that the general population ate pretty much almost the same diet. So it was a meat, they had a lot of meat-free meals, where they the normal way of life then was, you know, grains and vegetables. So the Department of Medicine at the University of Vienna, with the Department of Anthropology at the Institute of Forensic Medicine at the University of Bern, well, they think that the ash tonic drink that the gladiators were given post, combat, they think it made a difference in the vitality of the fighter. So the gladiator bones had more strontium in them, which indicates a high intake of minerals and calcium. So the research says that, that there was this legend that an ash drink was given as they exited the arena. And it was, they speculate it was probably plant ashes to fortify the body after physical exertion to promote healing from injury. So, very, very interesting. But you know what? I get that, because a lot of minerals promote cell regeneration really fast. So the physicians and the coaches of the second and third centuries of, with the gladiators, they really didn't know all about that much about minerals and enzymes working together to heal the rugged bodies of the gladiators, but they just knew that it made their reflexes faster and it made them heal faster. So just a few food sources helped them to be healthier and stronger than the average person. That is just amazing. So now is really a good time to, get your certified organic diet going. You want, because your certified organic diet is going to have more minerals and enzymes in it. Most minerals and enzymes that you get from conventionally grown stuff is depleted by at least 50%. So conventionally grown produce will offer weak substitutes of the nutrition due to the poor topsoil they're grown in, and also the pesticides and herbicides that are used on the plant, because it prevents the plant from absorbing minerals from the ground, kind of just inhibits them from doing that. So plants can absorb nutrients if the soil is not rich with minerals and is poisoned with fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. So if you don't make the effort to change to those quality plants, you're going to be consuming a lack of minerals and enzymes, and you're going to be one day diagnosed with internal medicine disorder. So, and then you're going to be put on prescription drugs, which are going to further deplete your minerals, and then you're going to have this, domino effect of problems with more drugs added on to more drugs. So, of course, it's all connected, and medical science knows this all too well, but they just don't educate their patients because they are paid to prescribe. And if you were well, you wouldn't need the drugs. Well, let's look at some mineral-rich herbs for a second, because your mineral herbs will need to be, in certified organic form. Now, certified organic form means no fertilizers, no pesticides, no herbicides, and the soil rested for 5 years prior to the crop being planted. So it's a rich soil. The plants can absorb the minerals out of the rich soil, and your plants have the health in them. They have the minerals in them. So that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs depend on and rely on, is on Tilth Standard organic herbal ingredients. That's their line in the sand. They have to have that. They're rich with minerals. All their formulas are rich with the minerals in them. So they're potent, they're professional strength. You're not going to get them in stores. These are what professional practitioners would sell you. Okay. So give them a call. Get their product catalog. They one of their wonderful ones is the calcium formula. You don't get real calcium from milk. You get it from plants. The gladiators can tell you that. Their bones told the story. Okay. We have osteoporosis running amok, and everybody's eating yogurt and cheese and milk and ice cream. Come on. They should have strong bones. Why would they have osteoporosis if they're eating all this calcium-rich dairy? That's because it's the wrong kind of calcium. It's a calcium from an animal. It's a calcium without boron and magnesium, so there's no uptake. But your plants now that have calcium always have those minerals right by it. It's for the uptake. It's God's chemistry. It's in every plant, every fruit and vegetable, every herb that has calcium. That chemistry is exact, and it's always the same. That's there for a reason. So thepowerherbs.com, they have herbs for digestion, immune system support, all rich sources of minerals and vitamins. This is why people say, hey, I found your stuff, and you were like the game changer. It's because it's rich with nutrition. It's what the body's starving for. So once you get that perfect chemistry God put together, right, then you know, God gets all the credit for that. Because the folks at Apothecary Herbs don't use any heat in their formulas, which preserve the alkaloid strength, the integrity of the chemistry. Very important. Everybody else uses forced extraction to make their stuff, and that heats up, and you know, then you get what you get. So another wonderful product that they have is the body food mix, very popular. Once you have it, you don't want to be without it. And it's a total vitamin, mineral, amino acid, plant protein powder that you throw in juice or water, make a smoothie with it. And it's not like the other green drinks that you see in stores and advertised. So you can try it in their stand-up bag, which is a small amount if you want to test it. See if you like it. And they have it in 1 and 2 month supply canisters if you want to get the family size stuff. So always a nice way to test things in the smaller sizes just to see how you do. ThePowerHerbs.com, give them a call and get their catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, ThePowerHerbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about some of these health conditions that you definitely want to avoid. People are just, you know, on drugs, living with their disease. They are taking drugs to tamp down the symptoms of their disease, but they still have the disease, okay? So some of the top ones are liver disease, back and neck pain issues. It's often bone-related. High blood pressure, of course. And diabetes are on the top of this list. But then you get down to, further down the list, you think get things like osteoporosis, pulmonary disorder diseases, mental health issues. Of course, cancer's on the list. And also people on so much drug therapy that they fall. You know, especially if you're elderly. The elderly, you know, can kind of pass out from all the toxins from the drugs. It messes up their enzymes and their hormones, and all of a sudden their blood pressure bottoms out, and bam, they pass out. So so these are the things we definitely want to avoid. Now, one of the things that Finland discovered is, you know what, these internal medicine disorders that I just named, it coincides with the HIV vaccine. They say that the more that the HIV vaccine is used, the more these diseases accumulate in people. They noticed that 5- and 6-year-old children are now diabetic. It's been a cumulative incidence of using HIV vaccine and diabetes. Well, and then, of course, there's the blockbuster drug sales. So here's the thing, where we're going to just manage your disease with symptom management. So modern medicine is very lucrative. It's a big business. They treat your disease, make you as comfortable as possible with your disease until you die from your disease. That's basically it. Trauma, that's a separate division of healthcare. Modern medicine and internal medicine disorders, they are just treating diseases with a lot of prescription drugs. To me, it's like given when they say I'm treating your disease, it's almost like, let me give your disease a lollipop. You know, how is that going to help? Well, in the long run, it's not. You may get by for a little bit. It just prolongs the inevitable. There are 25 pharmaceutical companies selling product globally, and these are lifelong drugs. Drugs for, and of course, your disease could lead you down the road to needing bypass surgery or an organ transplant or something like that. So the blockbuster drug sales are going to be in the infectious disease category, cancer, antibacterials, cardiovascular drugs, ophthalmology care for eyes like glaucoma and stuff, neurological nervous system medications, blood disorders, respiratory disorders, COPD, asthma, that kind of thing, mental health medications, and diabetic medications, as well as eventually you may need an organ transplant, so those drugs are on the list too. So drug companies individually generate about $300 billion in profit every year. There's about 15 drugs that are generating 12% of the sales on that each year. So the drug categories that are the three biggest profit producers are your liver disease drugs, your neurological drugs, and your anti-clotting medications. So the anti-clotting agent area, stroke, heart attack, that kind, 77% growth margin per year. The neurological for multiple sclerosis and things like that, a 232% growth margin per year. That's outrageous. Also, your liver disease, hepatitis, liver cancer, 9,909% growth margin per year. Most expensive medications on the market are for the liver. That's outrageous, too. So Americans that want to help put drug companies out of business, well, they should learn to resolve their most common treatable diseases like diabetes, arthritis disease, liver disease, these things. We're just not paying attention. And the Holy Scripture tells us what we should be doing. From Genesis to Revelation, God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. They're under your nose, right there. Now, people may not, you know, be aware the FDA, once it approves a drug for the market, it also grants the drug's developer exclusive sales rights for a period of about 6 months to 7 years, depending on the category of drug. Countries may, you know, have some different exclusive rights per their patent laws, but when the protections expire, that's when you get genetic drugs on the market, usually made in China. So there is this growing market of genetic drugs coming out of China, and a majority of the genetic antidepressants, the migraine headache drugs, the hypertension drugs, the tuberculosis medications, they're all coming from China. Of course, this is what the new political administration, President Trump's trying to correct, where we should be making our own medicines. So according to the Bloomberg Market Report, the genetic drugs made out of China sold around the globe were 50% of the market. 50%. And they expect it to be 75% soon. It's hard to, you know, believe that they're doing that, you know, making that much money in the drug trade. Why is China supposedly economics? Why are they collapsing? If they're making all that money, you know, who can figure this out? But, you know, the alternative market is growing. People are becoming more skeptical of the healthcare establishment and the safety of the products and the quality of them. So that skepticism turns into people doing some homework to discover, hey, there's some alternatives that we can use. And you got to remember, the more vaccines, I think some of these countries like Finland are finding out, the more vaccines you use, the more internal medicine disorders you get. So for a lot of reasons, people are seeking alternatives In the U.S., 30% are looking for natural ways to deal with health problems, and they're spending about $30 billion a year to do it. More people are weighing the cost of out-of-pocket expense to secure a solution versus, you know, health insurance paying for symptom management therapy. You know, do you want to get well, or do you want to just have the illusion of wellness? So people are wanting to take the power back. They're looking at natural ways to control their blood sugar, to get rid of clotting, to strengthen their cardio system, to strengthen their nervous system, to reduce the risk of organ diseases, to reduce the need for antibiotics, to strengthen their bones, and to avoid drug dependency, and want to wean off of drugs if they're on them. Well, that's where you want to give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They're great at resourcing all that. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663. Local number is 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And, of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you want Apothecary Herbs. They're professional strength. These are the formulas that a practitioner would sell you, but you can buy direct. You know, that's why they're affordable, because you're getting them from the manufacturer. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a shout, go to their website, sign up for their free online newsletters. They're only delivered by email, but you will be empowered with health information each and every week. And you can share them with family and friends and empower other people. That's a good thing. You know, pass on the power. I can see I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.